What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Mac Lessons Radio. And I'm your host, Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex. Glad to have everybody back this afternoon. We're broadcasting live out here in Los Angeles. And today's show is brought to you by UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. That's the new website. That's the new message board where players all around the world can get together and chop up good game. UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. You can also see the site at OfficialUPA.com. Excellent website. Great place where brothers can get the game. Ladies can come up there, chop up game. It's for real players only. No sucker ass bitch made niggas allowed at all. This ain't gonna be a male version of Lipstick Alley. None of that silly goofy shit. Player shit. UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. Check that site out. Also, don't forget to check out MacLessons.com to get the Mac Lessons DVD. And kingflex.org to get more information about ya boy. Give a shout out. What's up, Mr. Wrigler? I was on Mr. Wrigler's show last week. That's my dude. On Mr. Wrigler's show. MrWrigler.com. I think that's his email address. Everybody check out Mr. Wrigler. Good dude. Good dude. Anyway, on today's show, we're going to read some listener emails and talk about some relationship issues that some of my listeners have. One email that I got was a guy who wanted to know about taking women out on dates. A guy wanted to know if a female is constantly asking you to take her out, where should you take her? If a female is constantly hounding you about taking her out on a date, what's the best place to take this woman? Now, this is going to get kind of deep, and I want you fellas to pay attention to the game I'm about to spit. Now, fellas, if you're dealing with a woman, and this woman is insisting that you take her out on a date when you first meet her, that's a problem. Now, fellas, if you meet a young lady, you're vibing with her, and you want to take her out on a date, but you don't want to seem like a trick, you know, you can go to places like the museum, the beach, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, Gladys Knight Chicken and Waffles down in Atlanta, all my Atlanta players. Just don't spend no more than like $20 on that first date. You're allowed a $50 curve, but never anything over $50 on a first date. Because if you spend too much money, you're going to come across tricking. And you start how you end. You understand that? The way you start is the way you end up with the woman. So if you're coming out of a trick bag, she's going to expect you to be a trick from that point on. But this situation that my brother who emailed me, this is kind of unique. And I really want to touch on this. There's a difference between meeting a young lady and wanting to take her out on a date to get to know her. You have this subculture of women where you meet them and these women are insisting that you take them out on a date. Now, when these women do that, that's a problem. That's a major problem. And let me tell you why. If a female really likes you, it doesn't matter where you go. You don't have to take her nowhere. If a female really likes you, if a female is genuinely into you, she just wants to be around you, feeling your vibe, soaking in your game. That's if she's feeling you. Now, there are a bunch of females out here who you meet in social settings, and these women already have boyfriends, but they want their ego stroked by other dudes. They like the attention from other guys. So these women will insist that you take them out on a date somewhere. They'll do damn near anything to avoid any kind of one-on-one intimacy, because this will justify going out on a date. This will justify them not having to do anything. You understand this? Women who always ask you to take them out on dates, these women, 99.9% of the time, they already have boyfriends. And by you taking her out on a date or you going out somewhere in public, she don't feel like she's doing anything wrong to her boyfriend. You understand that? This is the kind of logic that a lot of these women have. By you taking her out to a restaurant, she can just say, if her boyfriend were to ask her where was she that night, oh, I was out having lunch with a friend. You understand that? That sounds more innocent than I was over at this dude's house. So when women are just insisting that you take them somewhere to the movies or out to dinner, they just want an ego boost. And basically, they want a free meal. A lot of women judge their desirability about how many free meals they can get. You don't want to get caught up in that bullshit, fellas. We're not feeding nobody. You gonna keep it mackish? Keep it 100% mackish. If that bitch wants something to eat, take that bitch to the Make-A-Wish Foundation or something. We don't do charity case macking. And fellas, you do not wine and dine the next man's chick. If a female has a dude or implies that she has a guy, game over. Unless she's just dropping ass like that. But we're not taking nobody out to dinner if you have a dude. Don't wine and dine another dude's lady. Like I said, if she wants to come over to the crib and drop draws, that's all good. But do not, and I repeat, fellas, do not take out the next man's lady. Do not wine and dine another man's woman. And when a woman is insisting that you wine and dine her, more than likely she has a dude at home who's not giving her the proper attention she needs, and she wants outside attention, and she'll hang around your dumb ass. We don't let that happen. Don't play little bullshit games like that, fellas. We're not attention strokers. We're not here to stroke women attention. You're going to be a pussy stroker. You feel what I'm saying? And it has to be like a game show. If a female ain't down to just hang with you and just chill with you, fuck her. You feel what I'm saying, fellas? If this female is insisting that y'all kick it somewhere, if a woman is calling you, you have to strike her ass out as if you were on a game show. You understand that? If she ain't talking right. If a woman calls you like, hey, do you want to take me out to dinner today? Nope. If a female calls you up, hey, you want to hang out with me and my girlfriends? We're going to go out to this club. Nope. Hey, there's this new movie out. You want to take me to the movies? Nope. But if she calls you up like, hey, I saw you at the club and I met you and I want to come over and get you some of this pussy, you know what I'm saying? Bam, come on down, bitch. Come on down. You are the next contestant on The Mac is Right, bitch. Then you can hook up with her. Other than that, you're not trying to fuck around, player. If she ain't talking right, let her slide. Again, a lot of women who have boyfriends already, they try to have guys take them out so they can get their ego stroked. True Max don't do that. Remember that. Also, another thing that you guys need to know when you first meet a woman, and this is real important. I want you guys to follow me on this one too. If you meet a woman for the first time and the woman wants you to go to a social event, a particular social event, I'm not talking about just something casual. If you meet a woman and she says something like, my friend is having a party, I want you to go with me. Or, I know this club downtown, I want you to go there with me, I want you to meet me there. Or if she says something like, I'm having a birthday party, I want you to come, and you just met the woman, do not go. I want you to feel me on this, fellas. If this woman invites you to a social event and you just met the woman, you have no history with her whatsoever. I mean, you literally just met this woman, and the first time you guys hook up, she invites you to a particular event. Do not go. I'm going to tell you why. When women invite guys to social events or to clubs that they know about or to parties that they heard of, what women like to do is like have a bunch of guys who's trying to bang her show up at the same place. It's like a little psychological bullshit game that women play with guys. So when a woman invites you somewhere and she just met you, she knows nothing about you, she's really trying to put on a show for some other dude that she's dealing with there. That's some deep shit. A lot of guys don't know that. Women know what I'm talking about. Well, women do little shit like that. And I learned this the hard way. You know, I made a lot of mistakes in the game, and I learned this shit the hard way. Like, I met this girl, and she wanted me to go to this new club that was on the other side of town that I've never heard of. I'm like, all right, whatever. So we went to the club, and turned out one of her ex-boyfriends were there. Her ex-boyfriend was there. You know, they're arguing in the corner. I'm like, oh man, what kind of sucker-ass shit is this? So, you know, I had to charge that to the game. I learned that the hard way. And I've seen other instances like this. When women invite you to a certain event, there's always some dude there that she's dealing with or that she's trying to deal with. You never, ever, ever go. Especially to a girl's birthday party that you just met. Never, ever, 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 ever go. Because there's a whole bunch of dudes who's trying to bang this woman showing up. She wants to seem like the boss bitch. She wants to have a bunch of her audience there. She wants to have a whole bunch of guys who wants to get with her, fawning over her, so she can brag to her friends. Don't do it, fellas. Do not do it. And also, it's dangerous, man. You don't want to get into some little bullshit love triangle. You show up somewhere where a girl is dating a dude, and this nigga, you don't know what this nigga's mind state is. Especially with a girl you don't know, because you really don't know her mind state when you first meet her. You feel me? So you got to be very, very careful, guys. Also, I got another email from a guy. He wanted to know, King Flex, me and my girl always talk about how many sex partners we've had. I've had 4, and he is 23 years old, and he has had 4 sex partners. But he's kind of concerned about the number of sex partners his female has had. He wants to know, but he doesn't want to know. So he wants to know if he should be concerned about it, because he thinks that she may have had a lot of sex partners, but she doesn't seem like she wants to admit to it. And here's the thing about women and sex partners. Women will lie about how many people they slept with 110% of the time. Don't even bother asking, all right? Asking a woman how many sex partners she has is like asking a woman how much she weighs. You're not going to get an accurate number, so why even bother? You're never going to get an accurate number. That's the main thing that women lie about. Women can lie about that shit with no conscience whatsoever. They'll tell a bold-faced lie about that shit at the drop of a hat. Don't even ask. I tell guys, it don't even matter. She's not going to tell you the truth anyway. The reason why women can easily lie about how many sex partners they had is because women lie to themselves about how many sex partners they have. See, women have mastered the art of self-bullshit. See, women have a lot of don't count sex. See, women don't count the guys that they had sex with when they were drunk. That's the kind of bullshit logic a lot of women have. Or if the experience was bad, if it was like a one-night stand, you know, a lot of women don't count that. Women use logic like, I was drunk, so I really wasn't in my right mind, so I really didn't have sex. That was the liquor having sex. That's the kind of bullshit logic a lot of women use. That's why a lot of women like to go out and drink, so they don't have to be accountable for their own actions. They can blame their actions on internal reasonings. Women are very well at bullshitting themselves. Very good at bullshitting themselves. Very good bullshitters. Self-bullshitters. So if she's not being true to herself, do you think she's going to be true to you? Women come up with all types of excuses to deny having had sex. They say shit like, oh damn, I think I was drugged. I think somebody put something in my drink. I think somebody gave me some ecstasy. So I really didn't have sex. That was the ecstasy having sex with those people. They took advantage of me. And they do this so they don't have to feel hoish about themselves. A lot of women have this thing about not wanting to seem like a hoe. Not only to others, but to themselves. They don't want to view themselves as hoes. So women will have sexual encounters and literally try to block them out. They will block them out of their minds as if it never happened. Especially the undesirable sexual encounters. They block them shits out. So when a woman says she slept with a certain number of people, you multiply that shit times three. And don't worry about it. Don't worry about who she was fucking in the past. It don't matter. All these women are throwing that pussy, so there are no more goody two shoes. You're not going to get no more virgins. It's very rare that you get a virgin, so don't even trip, fellas. Don't even trip on that shit. Now, I've been getting a lot of emails of people asking me my views on the Maury Povich show, because we talked about pregnancies and people lying about pregnancies, and this kind of ties in with the last email I got, and a few people have been wanting me to talk about the Maury Povich show and the women that go on the Maury Povich show who have 9 and 10 guys tested for DNA. And I kind of talked about the whole daytime talk show pregnancy thing in my book, Player Be Played. And you guys should all run out and get that book, Player Be Played. But as far as the Maury Povich show and the paternity shows and all that, a lot of folks have asked me, what do I think about the way that they never reprimand these women? It's very interesting that they don't do that. And again, I talk about this whole thing into grave detail in Player Be Played. If you notice those shows, daytime television in general really panders to the female audience. They have this woman can do no wrong mentality. All men are bad. All women are good no matter what. But these shows, they're up on game. They do that for a reason. Whenever you see Maury is always criticizing the guys. Like, oh, you 10 guys slept with this poor girl and you knew she was had low self-esteem. You know, that type of bullshit. Maury never says to the girl, damn, bitch, why don't you put your pussy on lockdown and stop fucking everybody in your neighborhood? Why would they reprimand their meal ticket? They want women to be dumb as fuck out here fucking everybody because they need more show material. You understand that? Of course they're going to make these women seem like what they're doing is okay, because they know that the audience will tune in to see these stupid, ignorant bitches. That's their meal ticket. They're not going to say the obvious, like, damn, why don't you stop fucking everybody? Why don't you take your punk ass down there and get you some birth control? Why don't you stop, you know, spreading your pussy around? Spreading diseases and having these out of wedlock ass kids. They're not going to say that because people might take heed to it. So they always blame the guy. So they can keep these women doing dumb shit. They can keep that cycle going on so they can keep the shows going on. That they've been doing paternity shows on Maury for about 5-6 years now. So it's very smart on their behalf. And Maury is, they're very careful, especially Maury. He's like Captain Sabo. He's very careful not to criticize the women on that show. They have to make it seem like these women are not doing anything wrong. You can't enlighten people if you're trying to capitalize off of them. That's the hustle. You know, you got females on here. These females go on the Maury show and they tell bold-faced lies. Like, Maury, I ain't never slept with nobody but him. I ain't slept with nobody else ever in life. Then they bring 10 dudes out here who, and none of them are the father. And Maury's like, oh, well, we all make honest mistakes. You dig? So that's the reason why they do that. They really hustle sisters now. And sisters need to get up on game about what goes on with television and the media. That's why I did that show about the Flavor of Love. Like those sisters on that show just showing the fuck out. Acting a goddamn fool for nothing. Because they think they're going to get stardom. And the most you get out of being on those shows, after the show is over, you get a couple of pages in King Magazine and that's pretty much it. Like old girl Hoops from last season. The chick Hoops from Flavor of Love, we ain't seen her in shit. But a couple of black men's magazines, and that ain't shit. That's not the price to pay, man. Y'all doing all that shit just to get on TV? But I digress. I'll talk about that on another show. And I got another email from a guy named Andy. Andy's a white dude, I think. He had another screen name, Mike, on MySpace. He used to post, but we had to take him down. He changed it to Andy. You thought I didn't know about that, did you, Andy? Anyway, Andy sent me an email talking about snitching. I wrote a blog a few months ago about my view on snitching in the black community. And I thought that, you know, snitching is kind of a touchy subject. I'm not for snitching. I don't like snitches. I like for people to just sit down and handle problems on their own. If there's a problem in the black community, I want us to be at a point where we can sit down and dialogue and handle our own issues without bringing in outside forces, because usually these outside forces don't really help. And this guy Andy is like, well, you know, there's a lot of problems in the black community, yada, yada, yada. So how could you not condone snitching? Everybody in the black community needs to snitch. And yeah, my point to him in snitching, that's a relevant issue in our community, but coming from a white guy, shut the fuck up. As a white guy, it's not really your problem, so you really have no stance on it. Your opinion is going to be moot about it. With all due respect. I mean, take care of problems in the white community. Shit. Worry about white problems. Worry about all them goddamn crystal meth users in the white community. Worry about that shit. But don't speak on some shit that you're really not learned about. Don't speak on stuff that you really have no true knowledge about. See, snitching in the black community has been looked down upon for years because ever since slavery, snitches have thrown a black eye in the game for people in the black community. Snitching in the white community and snitching in the black community is totally different. See, white people damn near pride themselves on snitching. See, white people, you're friends with law enforcement. White people will call the police at the drop of a hat with pride. White people pretend to be the police sometimes. Like, I'm putting you under citizen's arrest. You dig? It's not like that in the black community. We've always looked down upon snitches because bringing the police in has never really helped. Nothing. The community as a whole, it has never helped. During slavery, whenever there was a slave rebellion, it would always be foiled because some house nigga snitched and told massa and told the authorities and fucked it up for everybody. During the Black Panther movement, snitches fucked up the movement. Snitches caused the movement to be infiltrated. And even today, when snitches snitch, it just makes the block hot. The police don't really solve anything. They just come in, shake everybody down, and just put some magnifying glass on the hood. And when I say I'm not about snitching, I don't mean that stupid-ass niggas can get out there and just do dumb shit and just run amok in the community. I'm not saying that because, shit, if push come to shove, by all means, call the police on them dumbass niggas. Because you got a lot of niggas out here who don't respect the game. You got a lot of niggas out here who don't have any kind of hustle about themselves. They don't understand the street code. You want to pick and choose which codes to go by. Now, if you're going to hustle, don't violate the next person in the hood. Don't violate the people next to you. Because real hustlers, we don't like that wannabe gangster shit. Real hustlers don't like that shit. And there's like a little civil war between hustlers and thugs. There's a difference between hustlers and thugs. There's a very big difference between hustlers and thugs. Hustlers are all about stacking up their paper, getting out the hood, stacking up their paper on a consecutive basis. Thugs just smash and grab. They just get whatever the fuck they can get. They don't count in the equation. You can tell on them motherfuckers. They're nobody. Because those so-called thugs, they hate hustlers. They hate to see hustlers dressed fly, jeweled up, riding in nice rides. Those thug-ass niggas hate that shit because they don't know how to do it. And the thug-ass niggas will snitch on the hustlers just to save their own asses. So the thug ass niggas, those, they don't count. When I talk about this, those niggas they're useless eaters. They're bottom feeders. I don't give a fuck. All them niggas can go to jail. I don't give a shit. But it's the hustlers who don't like those thugs, because those little thug ass niggas out here fighting pit bulls in the middle of the street and shooting their guns up in the air, all that shit does is make the block hot. Police come around and shut down the dope spot. They done shut down the hoe house. They done shut down the numbers house. They done shut down the chop shops because these niggas out here doing dumb shit. Don't nobody who's about some hustling like that dumb shit, that dumb thug shit. So everybody out here in the hood, they're not really cut from the same cloth. So basically, hustlers don't snitch on other hustlers. When I talk about the snitching thing in the black community, it's a thing among hustlers. There's a code that real hustlers have. And whenever hustlers have a problem, they step to each other and they work them shits out. And that's what I want. I want hustlers and Max to be able to dialogue, hustlers, players, Max, people like that to dialogue and just chop up game and just create a network like hustlers did back in the day. Where we can dialogue and just chop up game and just be fly like that. That's why we created the website UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. I want you guys to check that site out. That's been it for today's lesson. Glad everybody tuned in. Check out MySpace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. Mac Lessons Radio. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Holla.